When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Let's listen to Scott Boras right now. So Juan Soto, obviously a free agent. Free agency opened a couple days ago. It'll probably take a while till he lands anywhere. Now, here's an answer from Scott Boras about what Juan Soto brings to the table. He obviously brings a lot. I will tell you this. I think Scott Boras' presentation initially is way over the top. But he then does get to a pretty convincing point of Juan Soto being a great player and how he can help an organization, particularly financially. Here is Scott Boras.
When Scott, you say he brings millions to the franchise, what are the revenue streams that you're considering?
Well, I think the fact that when you have something that no one else has in the player community, in the talent arena, you have the jewel. You have the Mona Lisa of the museum. You have the attraction. You also have somebody that allows for owners to win repeatedly. And when owners win repeatedly, their revenues skyrocket. They develop the impact of postseason play on attendance, on rights, and in the streaming world, what those rights may mean. All of those things are going to generate that. Plus the international branding of being the one of the greats, and yet he has literally 15 years more of his prime to offer.
I'll tell you this, man. He's over the top, but he's pretty convincing with some of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Mona Lisa.
His player is that good that he can start making comparisons. But, man, when you go directly to the top of Mona Lisa and everything,
right?
It's effective. It's effective, and it's evocative, and he really is that good. If I'm an owner, I'm thinking, man, this can put me into that upper echelon no matter
what.
Well,
here's the only
player.
Yeah, here's the only thing
it's
I think.
Secret sauce.
Here's the main thing I think he missed about what an owner, if they sign a guy like Juan Soto, and you get all those playoff appearances and all that, the owner becomes more liked in the community.
Yeah.
Because you're just.
Totally.
That's for
sure. And for a billionaire who's going to be a billionaire whether he gives Juan Soto $500 million or not, that's meaningful. Now, whether that makes them give an extra $100 million, I don't know. But
you're the anonymous owner,
that's right.
What are the chances that we can actually get?
Oh, I think about a 20% chance to get.
You think it's that high?
I think it might be higher.
Okay,
John.
Good.
Middleton's not messing around.
I agree with you, and I feel strongly that it's possible. I just don't know what that number looks
Problem
like.
Is Yankees and Mets have deep pockets as well. All right, so I used to be really angry at Scott Boras, and I always will be because of the J.D. Drew nonsense, but he represents Juan Soto. He's already helped deliver.
I think I'm permanently angry at Scott Boras because of how much money he...
Welcome to our world.
Yeah, I want to know how he has a monopoly on
baseball. Is he a billionaire?
He's got to be.
No.
I would guess he is. I'll check.
He has dibs on everyone's money in baseball.
James, what percent? Let's say a guy 10%. Signs for James. Let's say $500 million. So what would he get of that?
It's 10% historically,
ads are different.
Sure,
no, but the contracts, you have a smaller percentage.
That's
the
my point.
Ads, he could get a bigger chunk, up to 10%. Yeah.
But these baseball players don't typically have ads that get him more than the contract in baseball. Like I know the way it works in real estate. The higher the house, oftentimes the lower the commission. So
look at you with deep real estate commission knowledge.
Well, it's true.
How do you know this?
Because I'm an expert, man. In life.
How?
Well, you're
How
not
are
an,
you
expert.
An expert.
I think someone you know is
Amy
an expert.
Amy from Villanova
Correct.
May or may not be a real estate agent in the Villanova area. Okay, she may or may not be.
So you've heard this. You've picked up some information osmotically.
Well, it makes sense.
Just by being around someone
John,
who's
you
smart.
You do the same work for $1 million home that you do for a $400,000 home.
Yes.
But I can understand the owner saying, I'm going to cut you a little less just because my home's $1 million and someone else is $400,000. I'm going to give you 2% instead of 3%. That kind of makes some sense.
I don't think that's how I can see talent baseball agents work.
Well, here's what I know. If I'm Juan Soto, I'm not giving Scott Boras the same percentage as I would give him when I was making $5 million. I just wouldn't. I'd say, if you want to represent me, I'm cutting your percent.
Well,
I would. That's what I would say.
Well, of course you should. The problem, Joe, is these players forget that these agents represent them. Like, the agents work for them. As a rep,
well,
I was
a
player rep for our union as a NFL. And you had to remind guys these agents are employed by the player.
Well, there's no question. You know who? I don't know if you guys remember this. I think it was Ray Allen. I could have the wrong guy, but I know multiple NBA players have done this. If you're a max NBA player, there's a max you can make. There's nothing to negotiate other than picking a team. There are some players that have completely cut out an agent.
Well, didn't Joel did not that. Have one for a while before he got one?
Harden did that. I think Kawhi might have done that at one point.
If you're going to give me a certain number in a certain years, I don't need an agent to negotiate that. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, anyway, maybe?
And you're saving a lot of money. especially if the team you're playing for is Florida
or Texas,
one of these states that doesn't have a state tax on top of
that. The numbers are 4% on playing contract, 25-30 on endorsement.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's from
a lot of money.
All right, let's get to what Scott Boras said yesterday about Juan Soto's mindset. Now, I'll say there's something that he's talking about that's very important to him. And when you hear this answer, I think you'll think very favorably about it as it relates to John Middleton. I mean, Boras, of course, ain't messing around with Soto's mindset. He shouldn't. And Middleton is an example of this. Let's listen to Scott Boras.
Juan Soto wants ownership that he knows is going to support an opportunity to win annually. And he has... It's remarkable to think of a player from a very modest beginning, you know, from the Dominican Republic, that all the monetary offerings that he's received, record offers consistently, that his focus was always, I want to know who my owner is, I want to know that we're going to be able to win, and I want to know that besides me, there's going to be a great number of support on the part of the owner, that he has the same desire to win that I do, and that I'm going to commit my career to it, and I want the owner to commit his resources to it. And that's really why Juan Soto became a free agent.
Got to tell you, Scott Boras is smooth, guys.
He really is, man. Yeah. There's a reason he's Scott Boras.
He's really smooth. Let's go to the phone.
It looks like it's $450 million is what it says on the internet. But with that audio right there, I mean, John Middleton, to your point, it feels like that's John Middleton and Steve Cohen. You know, it feels like if that's the truth, the Yankees are boxed out of it. We'll see.
And the reason is what on
that case? Hal Steinbrenner's cheap, man. He is super cheap for someone who's the owner of the Yankees. I mean, we've all seen that clip where they're like talking to him and he's like trying to calculate the money in real time. Like,
okay.
I think if we're going to take that audio at face value, John Middleton and Steve Cohen are the type of owners he's talking about.
Great.
Yeah, I like that.
That's great. So, Jimmy, in your mind, is that number greater than 20%? The chances that we would sign Juan Soto?
No, I'm like 15-20 still. I'm somewhere in that general range too. But
all right, okay.
Yeah, I think the Mets are the favorite. If I had to bet on a team to get Soto, I would bet on the Mets.
That's so disgusting. Please stop.
If he goes to the Mets, I'll be inconsolable. Yeah. That would be like I'd rather him just stay with the Yankees.
Can you imagine those Mets fans? We're talking about the Dallas Cowboys and everything that comes along with that.
Yeah,
the Mets fans are impossible to handle. Like, they're awful, distasteful people. Can you imagine?
Yes, they are. John.
You imagine Juan Soto on top of that?
Listen, we're either going to love him or we're going to hate him. It's one or the other.
Yeah.